美式足球感兴趣的。
Among us, who are interested in American football?
没几个吗？不可能吧。
Raise your hand.
如果你对美式足球感兴趣，你就一定知道这个超级碗的比赛，对不对
？If you're interested in American football, you would know about Super Bowl.
这是美式足球一年一度的这个总决赛。
This is the annual American football championship game.
那这场比赛的电视转播呢，是全美国所有电视节目里面收视率最高的一个节目。
So the TV broadcasting of this championship game is probably received the highest rating of all TV shows.
很有趣的是呢，观看这场比赛转播的很多的观众呢，其实对足球并不感兴趣。
What's interesting is that many people who watch this game are not really interested in football.
他们是被那些在球赛中间插入的这些制作精良的这些广告节目所吸引。
They are attracted by the sophisticated commercials during the break of the game.
那今年的超级碗的比赛，每30秒钟的一个广告收费，那个转播费是450万美元。
So in this year's Super Bowl game, commercial runs 30 seconds each, and the cost to run the broadcasting of each commercial is $4.5 million.
所以可想而知，面对如此高昂的这个价格，这些商家们当然是挖空心思，使用各种方法来精心制作，毫秒必取。
So we can imagine, in light of such high cost of broadcasting, the companies would spend all their effort in making the best sophisticated commercials.
他们要使用各种新奇的方式来撩起人们的关注，也就是说，他们要用这些广告来最大限度地挑起我们心中的欲望，好让我们去购买他们的产品。
They don't want to use the best novel strategies in producing most sophisticated commercials so that they can provoke the desires in us to want to buy their product.
那这些广告所惯用的手法往往有三个方面。
So there are three common strategies used by these companies.
第一呢，是这个视觉感官的刺激。
So first strategy is using visual desire.
他们用一些这个衣着，就是说衣不蔽体的这些俊男美女，好让你的看上去的时候就是魂不守舍。
They use some good-looking men and women with nearly naked clothing, so make you restless.
第二呢，是身体欲望的刺激。
The second strategy is physical desire.
你要是吃了这个玉米片啊，或者是喝了这个啤酒啊，你定然会有神仙般的感觉。
If you eat this cornflake or drink this beer, you would feel like a celestial being.
那第三个方面呢，就是这个增进欲望的刺激。
And the third strategy is this competitive desire.
你若是拥有这个牌子的车子呢，你定然可以鹤立鸡群，傲视群芳。
If you own this particular model of car, you certainly will stand out and be superior to all others.
所以赶紧来买吧。
So quickly come and buy.
这些欲望的刺激其实就是诱惑。
All these stimulations of the desires are actually temptations.
我们所生存的这个世界充满了这些诱惑。
In this world that we live in, there are all kinds of temptations.
这也是为什么圣经要给我们这样一个告诫。
And that's why the Bible gives us this warning.
我们先用中文读一遍，然后我们用英文读《约翰一书》2:15-17，我们一起来。
We'll read this in Chinese first, and then in English. 1 John 2:15-17.
我们一起来。不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。像我们用英文来读一遍。
Now we will read it in English.
我们一起来。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it.But he who does the will of God abides forever.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你在万民当中拣选我们成为你的儿女。
We thank you for choosing us among all others to be your children.
我们感谢你赐给我们敬拜的权柄。
We thank you for giving us the privilege to worship you.
我们祈求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
We ask that your Holy Spirit will be among us.
使我们所有的人都蒙造就。
So all can benefit from it.
所以这些奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 欲望
Desire
是神赋予人的本性。
It's a God-given nature to human being.
只要是在一定的范围内使用呢，这些欲望是好的。
As long as we practice the desire within a certain confinement, it's good.
对人类的生存和繁衍也是绝对必须的。
It's necessary for human survival and multiplication.
但如果这些欲望被滥用的话，就会给人类带来灾难。
But if we abuse the desire, it will bring calamity to human beings.
正如火如果是在壁炉里面烧，可以给人带来温暖。
Just like fire burning inside of the fireplace, it will bring warmth to people.
但如果它是在壁炉外面烧呢，就会把房子给烧毁。
But if the fire is burning outside the fireplace, it will burn down the house.
同样是火，是好是坏，取决于它的范围。
Same fire, whether good or bad, depends on the confinement.
来自世界的这些诱惑呢，就试图要让我们对自己的欲望失去控制。
So all these worldly desires, temptations, wanting us to lose control of our desires.
从圣经里面的许多例子，我们可以看到，顺从这些诱惑所带来的代价是极为惨痛的。
So many Bible examples tell us that if we submit to these temptations, it will bring us lots of sufferings.
所以首先让我们来看看顺从诱惑的代价。
So first of all, let's look at the price of submitting to temptations.
从圣经的一开始，我们就看到这样一个故事。
From beginning of the Bible, we see such a story.
神吩咐亚当，在伊甸园里面所有树上的果子，他都可以吃。除了那个分别善恶的那棵树上的果子除外。
So God commanded Adam that he can eat the fruits of all the trees in the Garden of Eden, except for the fruits of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那夏娃对这一吩咐也应该是相当清楚的。
So Eve was very clear about this commandment also.
但是当魔鬼来引诱夏娃的时候，夏娃看到的只是这棵树上的果子是好做食物，悦人眼目，并能使人有智慧。
But when Satan tempted Eve, all she saw was that the fruit was good for food, good to eat, and pleasing to the eyes, and can make people wise.
所以他就把神的吩咐置之度外，摘了树上的果子吃了，还拿给亚当，亚当也吃了。
So she disregarded God's commandment, and she ate the fruit, and even gave some to Adam, and he ate it also.
好做食物就是肉体的情欲。
Good to eat is physical desire.
悦人的眼目呢，就是眼目的情欲。
Pleasing to the eyes is visual lust.
使人能有智慧，虽然这棵树跟智慧一点关系都没有，只是夏娃自以为是能够使人有智慧。但是呢，正是出于这种人想要与神同等的这样的一个骄傲。
But because of the fruit, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil doesn't really have anything to do with, being wise. But Eve saw that it would make people wise.And it's all based on the rooted in the pridefulness, wanting to be equal with God.
所以夏娃因着这三方面的诱惑
，So Eve because of these three areas of temptations,
她就顺从了撒旦的引诱，违背了神。
She gave in to the temptations from Satan and she disobeyed God.
导致他们被赶出了伊甸园，整个人类也因此与神的关系断绝了。
And the consequence was that they were expelled from the Garden of Eden and they lost the relationship with God.
从此呢，男人要汗流满面才能糊口，女人要历尽痛苦才能生产。
And after that, men had to sweat in order to make ends meet and women need to suffer from labor.
实在是可悲之极。
It's very sad.
所以人类的鼻祖被试探，然后堕落所造成的代价实在是太大了。
The price of our ancestors being tempted and they fallen, the price was huge.
那让我们具体的再来看看这个肉体的情欲所造成的痛苦，我们可以来看看大卫的例子。
Now let's look at David's example, how he was tempted by the physical lust.
大卫在他的前半生，凡他所做的，尽都蒙福。
The first half of David's life, he was blessed in just about everything he did.
在撒母耳记下十一章之前呢，大卫是节节胜利，微不可挡。
Before the second, before the first 11 chapters of the Second Samuel, David was probably victorious in just about every battle he was in.
但之后却是步步衰败，苦不堪言。
But after that, he experienced failure everywhere he went, very miserable.
他的军队在外打仗，但他却体贴肉体，一睡觉一睡就睡到太阳平息。
His army was fighting in the front, but he was care more about his physical need and overslept.
然后他看到正在沐浴的拔示巴，就起了淫心。明知道拔示巴是有夫之妇，他还把她招进王宫，与她行奸淫。
And he saw Bathsheba bathing. He was tempted, and even though he knew that Bathsheba had a husband, he called her into the palace and committed adultery with her.
之后呢，他就一直被这个情欲的诱惑牵着鼻子走，一错再错。
Later on, he continued to be controlled by the desire and sinned continuously.
这是他干犯了十诫当中几乎所有的诫命。
He violated just about every one of the Ten Commandments.
他也经历了这一情欲的诱惑所带来的恶果。
He experienced the really bad consequences of the visual lust.
他曾经英勇
physical lust, sorry.
他曾经英勇作战，打下了美好的江山。
He once was so victorious in conquering great land.
但他自己的家却因他的过犯不再有太平。
But his family had no peace because of his sin.
亲人之间互相残杀，惨不忍睹。
His family would kill one another, extremely sad.
大卫本来极为荣耀的一生，也因着这样的一个情欲的诱惑而留下了永远摆不脱的阴影。
David had a very glorious life initially, but because of his physical lust, he suffered this dark shadow that can never be shaken off.
他为这个肉体的情欲付上了极大的代价。
He paid for a huge price for the physical lust.
那现在我们再来看看眼目的情欲，这就不得不提到参孙。
Now let's look at visual lust, and we have to mention Samson.
参孙在出生前就被神所特别拣选。
Samson was chosen by God specially before his birth.
神给他的生活立下了特别的规条，也赐给他巨大无比的力量。
God gave Samson special ordinances and also gave him enormous strength.
神的本意是要让参孙去打败那些欺压以色列的非利士人。
God's initial intent was for him to defeat the Philistines who oppressed Israelites.
但参孙并没有看重他自己在神面前特别的身份。
But Samson didn't value his special status before God.
反而是看见了一个非利士女子以后，就要定义娶她为妻。
Instead, he saw this Philistine girl and he insisted in marrying her.
他本来是不应当娶外邦的女子为妻的。
He shouldn't have married a girl from non-Israelite countries.
圣经这里特别提到他看见了这个女子，表明他顺从了眼目的情欲。
Bible specially mentions that he saw this girl and pointing out this visual lust.
他在娶这个女子的过程当中遭尽了凌辱。
During the process of marrying this girl, he was humiliated.
但他显然却是没有吸取教训。
But clearly he didn't learn from the lesson.
后来他又看见了一个妓女。
Later he saw a prostitute.
就与她同居。
And he lived with her.
最后他看上了一名叫大利拉的女子。
Lastly, he saw another girl named Delilah.
终于成了他的网罗。
And finally, she became his trap.
最后他被非利士人抓住。
He was captured by the Philistines.
非利士人把他的眼睛都给挖掉了。
The Philistines scooped out of his eyes.
所以参孙顺从眼目的情欲。
So Samson gave in to his visual lust.
最后失去了自己的双眼。
Eventually lost his eyes.
这给我们的教训应当是非常深刻的。
This story should give us a deep and profound lesson.
其实参孙的故事也给了我们另外一个启示。
In fact, Samson's story should give us another lesson.
就是我们自己不要去成为别人的试探。
Which is that we shouldn't become others' temptations.
姊妹们。
sisters.
男性是比较容易被眼目的情欲所试探的。
Guys are easily tempted by visual lust.
即使是基督徒也不例外。
Even Christians are not exempt.
所以你们当小心自己的穿着。
So be careful of what you wear.
否则很可能会成为他人犯罪的绊脚石。
Otherwise, it may become some stumbling block of others' sins.
一些犹如几根面条那样吊着的外衣是不适合基督徒的。
Those clothing that have like string-like fabric hanging on you are not appropriate for Christians.
那些短的你要七扭八歪才敢坐下的那些裤子或者裙子也是不适合的。
Those really shorts and skirts that you have to twist around before you sit down are also not appropriate.
弟兄们
，brothers，
女性呢是比较容易在花言巧语之下失去理智的。
Ladies can easily lose their senses. When you give them sweet talk,
这更多的可能是出于需要被人捧着的这样的一个骄傲。
This may do mainly because of pridefulness.
所以你们要小心自己的话语和在女性面前的举措。
Therefore, you need to be careful with your words and how you conduct before ladies.
我以前在教会里认识一位弟兄。
I once knew a brother.
他曾与好多位的姊妹眉来眼去。
Who would flirt with many sisters?
用今天的话来说，就是玩暧昧。
In today's term, he was ambiguous in his relationship with the sisters.
导致了一些姐妹产生了误解，还有一些过高的期望。
So he led to misunderstanding of these sisters and unlikely expectations.
结果这些姊妹们大多数都是大失所望。
And eventually, these sisters became very disappointed.
其中至少有一位就连信仰都放弃了，再也不来教会了。
At least one of them even gave up her faith and stopped coming to church.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers,
导致人犯罪的责任是重大的。
Leading one to sin is a very, carries with it a very, great responsibility.
我们必须要时刻的小心谨慎。
We ought to be very careful and cautious.
那现在再让我们来看看今生的骄傲。
Now let's look at pride of life.
扫罗就是其中的一个例子。
Saul is an example.
扫罗身材魁梧，容貌俊美。
Saul was tall and strong and very good looking.
他曾经带领以色列人打胜仗。
He once led the Israelites in victorious battles.
深受人的爱戴。
Well respected by people.
但他却是被骄傲所缠累。
But he was troubled by pride.
先是自以为是。不按照先知撒母耳的吩咐来做事情。
First, he was very opinionated, and he didn't obey the instructions from the prophet Samuel.
那后来大卫打死了哥利亚，让以色列人打败了非利士人。
And later, David killed the giant Goliath and helped the Israelites defeat the Philistines.
那大卫在人们的心目当中呢，他的地位就超过了扫罗。
So David was regarded in a higher position than Saul was.
所以扫罗对此无法忍受，他就谋算要杀死大卫。
So Saul couldn't handle this, and he planned to kill David.
他还犯下了杀死全城的祭司的这样一个滔天的罪行。
He even committed the sin by killing all the priests in one city.
骄傲让他不愿意听从神的命令。
Pride made him disobey God.
也让他因嫉妒他人的成功而成为疯狂。
And also made him go crazy because of his jealousy over others' success.
所以最终他是被神所弃绝。
So eventually he was forsaken by God.
他的一生以悲剧收场。
Ending his whole life in tragedy.
由此可见骄傲的可怕。
We see the horrible consequences of pride.
来自世界上的这些诱惑呢，是像上这些。这些诱惑就像是浪潮一般，要把我们卷走。
Worldly temptations are like waves wanting to sweep us away.
我们时常看到，即便是一些有名望的牧师和传道人，都不幸深受其害。
We notice often that many famous and reputable pastors, they cannot be exempt from the worldly temptations.
他们在试探之下就拜倒了。
They are defeated under temptations.
所以我们作为基督徒
So as Christians
如何去抵挡这些诱惑呢
How can we resist temptations
我们怎么样才能在这个浪潮当中站立得住呢？
How can we stand firm in such waves of temptations?
下面我要讲的就是怎么样抵挡诱惑的要诀。
Next, let's look at how we can resist temptations.
抵挡诱惑的第一个要诀就是圣经的话语。
The first secret to resist temptation is the Holy Scriptures.
这是神赐给我们抵挡这个世界的最有力的武器。
This is the most powerful weapon that God has given us to resist temptations.
当耶稣受洗以后，进入旷野，接受撒旦的试探。
After Jesus was baptized, he entered into the desert to be tempted by Satan.
撒旦也是从肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲三个方面来试探耶稣。
Satan also used visual lust.Physical lust and pride of life to tempt Jesus.
对于每一个试探，耶稣都是用圣经的话语来成功抵挡。
To every temptation, Jesus successfully resists using God's word.
夏娃没有记住神的话。
Eve didn't remember God's word.
导致她在试探面前束手就擒。
So she was easily captured by the temptation.
耶稣则是对神的话了如指掌。
Jesus was very familiar with God's word.
面对诱惑，从容得胜。
So he defeated temptations with ease.
所以在这里我们可以看到牢记神的话语并随时付诸实践的重要性。
From these examples, we see the importance of remembering God's word and put them into practice.
有一句话是这样说的。
There's a saying goes like this.
我们不能阻拦这个小鸟从我们的头上飞过。
We cannot stop the bird from flying over our head.
但是我们可以不让这个小鸟在我们的头上筑窝。
But we can stop the bird from making nest on top of our head.
同样的，诱惑的来临不是我们可以阻挡的。
In the same way, we cannot stop temptations from coming our way.
但是我们可以不让其得逞。
But we can stop the temptation from succeeding.
圣经的话语是帮助我们得胜的关键。
Bible's word is the key to our success.
你到海边旅游，自然就会遇上眼目情欲的试探。
When you travel to the beach, you are likely to be tempted by visual lust.
试想一下，如果一位穿着暴露的年轻美女在你前面走过，你看到了第一眼。
Think about this: if a beautiful girl dressed seductively walked by you before your eyes,
你看到第一眼，这不是你的罪。
When you see her for the first time, it's not your sin.
因为这不是你可以掌控的。
Because this is not what you can have control over.
但如果你想看第二眼，这就是你的罪了。
But if you want to see her for the second time, it is your sin.
在这种情形之下，如果你能想到圣经的话。
In this situation, if you can remember Bible's word.
马太福音第五章二十八节，耶稣说：“凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。”
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 28, it says, But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
如果你能马上想到这节经文的话，竟然对你会是一个提醒。
If you can quickly think of this scripture, it will be a reminder to you.
可以帮助你克服那去看第二眼的欲望。
It can help you to resist the temptation to look at her the second time.
从而可以战胜试探。
And so you can resist, overcome temptation.
同样的，面对肉体情欲的试探，我们不妨用这一节经文来提醒我们。
Similarly, to resist the temptation of physical lust, we can use this scripture.
我先用中文读，然后我们待会用英文读。
I will read it in Chinese first and then in English.
你们要逃避淫行，人所犯的无论什么罪，都在身子以外。唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Let's read it in English. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 18 to 20.Flee sexual immorality. Everything that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
所以我们看到肉体的情欲，这个行淫 是干犯自己身体的一个罪。
So we see that adultery is violating our body.
它与其他的罪还不一样。
It's different from other sins.
它还大大的亵渎圣灵。
It greatly detests the Holy Spirit.
所以我们千万要避免。
So we ought to very careful avoid that sin.
另外，婚前同居在当今的世代是非常普遍的现象。
Besides, premarital cohabitation is very common today.
这也是肉体情欲的试探。
This is also temptation of physical lust.
但是如果你清楚了解圣经的话语的话，就不容易被这个世界所同化。
But if you are clear about the teaching in the Bible, you would not be influenced by the world.
我们一起来读这节经文。
Let's read this scripture together.
一起来用中文读。
In Chinese.
唯独出口的是从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、谤毒，这都是污秽人的。至于不洗手吃饭，那却不污秽人。
Let's read it in English. Matthew 15, verses 18 to 20. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts.Murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man.
这里是有法利赛人来挑战耶稣说，你的门徒为什么吃饭前不洗手呢？这是干犯了这个犹太人洁净的条例的。
Here the Pharisees were challenging the disciples of Jesus why they don't wash their hands before meal.
所以呢，这是耶稣给他们一个回应。
So this is response from Jesus.
从心里出来的才污秽人。
Those come from the heart would defile a man.
那这里心里出来的，其中包括特别提到了奸淫和苟合。
So what come from the heart would defile a man? Here it mentioned about adultery and fornication.
奸淫是结婚以后发生的婚外情。
Adultery is extramarital relationship.
而这个苟合 fornication 就是结婚前的不正当的性行为。
So fornication is inappropriate sexual relationship before marriage.
两者都是神所厌恶的。
Both are detested by God.
所以我们作为基督徒不要被这个世界所同化。
So as Christians, we shouldn't be influenced by the world.
所以我们看到了抵挡诱惑的第一个要诀是圣经的话语，第二个要诀。哦，这个就是他们还在第一个要诀里面，还是圣经的话语还没讲完，还有这个对付骄傲的这些圣经的话语。
So there are other things that from the Bible we can use to address temptations.
对付骄傲的话语在圣经里面就多如牛毛了。
So there are many verses in the Bible address pride.
我们不妨来看这两节，这里有一节，待会我们再看另外一节。
Let's look at two. Let's look at this one first.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
还有以弗所书第四章二到三节，凡事谦卑，凡事谦虚，温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 2 to 3 says, With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
这些经文还有很多。
There are many, many more scriptures.
总之我们对圣经的教导是有越清晰的了解，并且愿意去顺服实践。
In any case, as long as the more we are clear about the teaching of God's word and more willing to put them into practice,
我们就越有能力去战胜试探。
The more we are empowered to resist temptations.
盼望我们都认真的下功夫的来学习圣经的话语。
I hope that we can all make effort to study God's word.
我们要建立良好的灵修的习惯。
Establish a good habit of quiet time.
努力地去参加主日学
Diligently attend Sunday school
让我们都可以成为使用圣经的话语来抵挡诱惑的人
So we may all become capable of using God's word in resisting temptations
所以这是抵挡诱惑的 第一个要诀就是要使用圣经的话语。
So this is the first secret in resist temptations, which is to use the holy scriptures.
那抵挡诱惑的第二个要诀呢，就是要认罪悔改。
So the second secret to resist temptation is to repent and to turn around.
很多时候我们会犯同样的罪。
Oftentimes we commit the same sins.
或是明知道圣经的教训却行不出来。
Or we know the teaching of the Bible, but we just cannot put them into practice.
这是因为我们没有意识到这个罪的严重性。
Because we don't realize the seriousness of the sin.
没有及时在神在人面前来忏悔我们的罪。
We don't repent timely before God or before people.
在前面我讲到了几个被试探所胜的几个人物。
Previously I mentioned a few cases of those who were overcome by temptations.
在他们当中唯一一个能从失败里面走出来最后还是为神所喜悦的就只有大卫。
Among them, David was the only one that was tempted but were able to emerge out of his failure and still be pleased by God eventually.
大卫所犯的罪不比扫罗的轻。
The sin that David committed was not less than what Saul had.
但大卫与扫罗不一样的地方就是他愿意认罪悔改。
But the difference between David and Saul was that David was willing to repent and change.
而扫罗呢，则总是为自己的过错来找借口推脱。
But Saul was often wanting to find excuses for his sins.
所以当这个先知拿单来指出大卫所犯的罪的时候，大卫马上就向神悔改。
So when Prophet Nathan pointed out David's sins, David immediately repented to God.
不但如此，大卫还公开的在人面前认罪悔改。
Not only so, David asked for forgiveness in public.
他所写的诗篇五十一篇就是这样的一个典范。
So Psalm 51 is such a good example.
大家如果去读诗篇五十一篇的时候，你会发现在开头的时候有一个注解。
If you read this psalm, you will notice that there is a footnote in the beginning.
这个注解是这样说的。
It says.
说大卫与拔示巴同时以后，就是与他行了奸淫以后，先知拿单来见他，他作这诗交与灵长。
After David lived with Bathsheba, Prophet Nathan came to David, and he made this poem and gave it to the chief musician.
灵长就是圣殿里面的诗班长。
Chief musician is the director of the choir in the temple.
所以大卫写了这首诗交给灵长，那是什么意思呢？
So David wrote this poem and gave it to the chief musician. What does it mean?
这是让大家一起来唱的。
So that everyone can sing together.
所以大卫深刻地认识到自己的罪，他不单只在神面前向神认罪，他还在众人面前向神请罪。
So David deeply realized his sin, and he not only repented before God, he also repented before people.
这是诗篇五十一篇五十一章五十一篇的第一到三节，我们一起来念。
This is Psalm 51 verses 1 to 3. Let's read it together.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱连续我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并解除我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前。我们请用英文读。
We'll read it in English. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me.
这是教给大家唱的一首诗。
This is for everyone to sing.
我们看到大卫是坦然地在众人面前忏悔他的罪。
We see how David repented frankly before people.
这是一个彻底的认罪悔改。
This is a thorough repentance.
因为一个在神在人面前这样的一个认罪。
When one is willing to repent before God and before people.
那在之后人们提到大卫的时候，更多的想到的就是他的悔改，而不是他的罪。
So later when people thought of David, people thought of him more about his repentance, less of his sins.
这让他能够在神在人面前都可以重新站立。
So that he could stand up before God and before man.
所以彻底的认罪可以让我们意识到这个罪的严重性。
So thorough repentance can help us understand the seriousness of the sin.
从而使我们提高警戒，而不在于不再不会再次的被试探，再次犯同样的罪。
So that we can become more alert and not be tempted by sin.
这样我们对试探的敏感度也会不断提高。
So that we can be more sensitive to temptations.
也就越来越不容易被肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲所左右。
So less likely to be controlled by physical lust, visual lust, and pride of life.
那或许我们会问，是不是所有的罪都要在众人面前忏悔呢？
So perhaps we might ask, do we have to repent all the sins in public?
我知道你在想什么。
I know what you're thinking.
大家放心，不是。
Rest in peace.
认罪悔改的范围要与这个罪所造成的影响的范围相称。
The scope of repentance should be proportional to the scope of the influence of the sin.
举个例子来说，比如说你恨你的弟兄，恨得牙痒痒。
For example, if you hate a brother, extremely hate him.
这在神的眼里是罪。
It's sin before God.
但是如果你的愤恨只是在你的心里，没有表露出来。
But if your hatred is only inside of your heart and has not been shown.
当你意识到这个罪的时候，你要向神承认你的过犯。
When you realize the sin, you need to repent to God.
并要是尝尽一切的方法，要把这个仇恨从你的心里面给挪去。
And you need to try the best, to rid yourself of such hatred.
你没有必要去告诉他说，哎呀，弟兄啊，我曾经恨过你。
It's not necessary for you to tell him that, oh, I've hated you before.
但是如果你曾经向他使过脸色。或者在私下与他恶言相对。
But if you have shown him disrespect before, or you have talked badly in private about him,
你在向神悔改的时候，也当向这位弟兄请求他的原谅。
When you repent to God, you also need to ask forgiveness of this brother.
如果你在公共场合谩骂过这位弟兄，在众人面前造成了不良的影响。
If you have bad-mouthed this brother in public and caused him to have bad reputation.
那你则需要在众人面前来认罪悔改。
Then you need to repent in public.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why do we do such thing?
这是对你有好处的。
This is good for us.
这可以让你从这个罪当中摆脱这个罪对你的缠绕，让你能够重新站立。
It'll free you from the bondage of the sin and be able to stand up, emerge out of the sin.
大卫就是一个很好的例证。
David was such a good example.
同时当我们愿意这样做的时候呢，我们可以杜绝他人效法我们的坏榜样，因我们的罪而被绊倒。
At the same time, if we are willing to do this, we can help others not to follow our bad examples and not be stumbled by our sins.
那在教会里面呢，我们在处理信徒的过犯的时候，也是尽量基于这样的一个原则。
In church, we also use similar principles in dealing with believers' sins.
私下的罪可以私下处理。
Private sins can be handled in private.
但公开的罪最好是公开处理。
But public sin ought to be handled in public.
这是出于恨恶罪、爱罪人的考量。
This is based on the considerations to remove sin completely and to reestablish sinners.
这不是为了要给这个被过犯所剩的人带来羞辱，而是要最大限度的去重建他。
Not to humiliate the sinners, but to maximize the possibility of reestablishing the brothers or sisters.
对于一些在公共场合、在公共范围内造成影响的这样的罪，我们的教会的做法是这样的。
So for those sins that were committed in public, this is how our church deal with it.
我们会首先要求当事人停止领圣餐。停止侍奉至少六个月。
We will ask the individual to stop serving and stop observing the Lord's Supper for at least 6 months.
这样他可以与神有一段安静的时间，来重新的与神恢复这个关系。
So that this person may have a quiet time with God, for a period of time, so that he might reestablish his relationship with God.
也让他人有机会来印证他的悔改。
And also allow others to testify his repentance.
如果他本人愿意，我再强调，如果他本人愿意的话。
And if this person is willing, and let me emphasize, if this person is willing.
我们还会鼓励这位弟兄或姊妹在众人面前也有悔改的表示。
We will encourage this person to repent in public.
这样可以让他与这个罪彻底脱离干系。
so that this person can completely break away from the sin.
可以让他不单只是为神所重新接纳。
That way, the person can not only be accepted by God again,
也会除去撒旦利用他的这个罪来不断攻击他的一个把柄，把这个把柄给除掉。
Can also remove the possibility for Satan to take advantage of his sin.
同时呢，他还可以在人前做一个好榜样，造就他人。
He can also set a good example before people and help other people.
虽然在人面前悔改是不容易的。
Even though it's not easy to repent before people.
但对于某些罪，这样做是对人、对己、对神都是绝对有必要的。
But for certain sins, it's necessary to do so from the individuals and also from God's standpoint.
从大卫的例子，我们就可以看出来。
From David's example, we can see this.
这样做法的一个目的所在，就是要重建被过犯所剩的弟兄或姊妹。
So doing this way, the purpose is to reestablish the brother or sister.
我们看到了抵挡诱惑的两个要诀，一个是圣经的话语。一个是认罪悔改，那抵挡诱惑的第三个要诀呢，就是要远离试探。
Now we've seen the two secrets to resist temptations. The first is to use the Holy Scripture, and the second is to
认罪悔改
repent, and the third is to keep away from temptations.
我们刚才所读的经文里面告诉我们，我们要逃避淫行。
The scriptures that we just read said that we have to flee away from adultery.
我们要逃避。我们需要逃避。
We have to flee.
圣经里另外还讲到，多次的讲到，我们要逃避邪恶和试探。
Scripture also mentioned many times about fleeing away from temptations.
其实就是告诉我们要远离这些事情。
We need to stay away from these matters.
我以前有个朋友。他试图要戒烟。
I had a friend who wanted to quit at one point.
但好几次呢，都是功败垂成。
Many times he was very close to being successful.
因为他是时常出入有人抽烟的地方。
Because he often hang out in places where people smoke.
在引诱之下呢，他时常犯老毛病。
So if under temptation, he cannot quit.
最后他做出一个决定，凡是有人抽烟的地方，他都不去。
So he made a decision he would not go to anywhere where people smoke.
最终才把烟给戒了。
Eventually he was successful in quitting.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在家里常有不该有的刊物吗？
Are there inappropriate magazines in your house?
我们的电脑上有对那些不该上的网站的那些快速捷径吗？你点就可以上去的这种快速捷径吗？
Are there quick links to inappropriate websites in your computer?
我们对微信传来的那些低级笑话是津津乐道吗？
Are we happily talking about the lowly jokes from in WeChat?
我们上网的记录是可以公开的吗？
Can the history of our web surfing be open to the public?
这些都是我们时常应该问自己的问题。
These are questions that we should ask ourselves often.
好让我们能够远离试探。
So that we can flee away from temptations.
远离试探还有另外一个关键，就是肢体间的扶持。
There's another secret to staying away from temptations, which is the support within the body of Christ.
提摩太后书第二章二十二节说，你们要逃避，再次讲到逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
2 Timothy 2:22 says, flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
逃避私欲是我们的责任。
Fleeing selfish desire is our responsibility.
但是如果我们单打独斗，那在诱惑太大，或者是我们的意志力薄弱的时候呢，就很容易会走入迷途。
But if we do this alone, and when the temptation is great, or when we are weak, then we are easily lost.
但是如果我们能够与倾心祷告主的人一同来追求圣洁，
But if we can seek holiness with others who pure-heartedly pray to God,
我们就可以相互的守望，
We can watch out for one another,
互相带导，
We can pray for one another,
互相提醒，
Remind one another,
让我们保持警醒，不至于陷入试探当中，
We can stay alert and thus avoid being trapped in temptations.
在远离试探上著名的布道家葛培里就 Billy Graham 他持守了这样的一个原则。
So in terms of fleeing away from temptations, the famous evangelist Billy Graham holds to such a principle.
他说他在生活当中时常要戒备，时常要远离的有三样的事情。
He said there are three things that he tries to be alert and stay away from.
这三样的事情有三个 G.
There are three things. These are
金钱、女色、荣耀。
Three G's. They are gold, girls, and glory.
所以不难看出，这是对肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲的一个抵挡。
So this is not hard to see. It's also resisting the physical lust, visual lust, and pride of life.
因为这样的一个严格的要求，他在几十年的传道生涯当中没有染上任何的丑闻。
Because of his strict demand on himself, he had no scandals in his preaching ministries of several decades.
这是战胜试探的榜样，也是值得我们效法的。
This is a good example of resisting temptations worthy of our following.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
世界的诱惑是非常浩大的。
The worldly temptation is huge.
撒旦的势力似乎是非常凶猛的。
The power of Satan seems very strong.
但是不是我们就必然落败呢？
So are we destined to lose?
不是的。
No.
只要我们愿意按照神所吩咐的方式去行事为人，
As long as we're willing to follow God's commandment in our living and conduct of our lives,
依靠神的力量来面对这个世界，
relying on God's world, God's power to face the world,
我们一定是得胜有余的，
we will surely overcome,
因为神的应许是这样的，
because this is God's promise.
我们一起先读中文，然后读英文。
Let's read this in Chinese first and then in English.
我们一起来。小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为乐在你们里面的比乐在世界上的更大。
You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
神已经应许我们，我们是得胜的。
God has promised us that we are victorious.
但我们必须要顺服神的教导。
So we have to submit to God's teaching.
所以我们今天讲到了三个要诀。
So today we talk about three secrets.
就是圣经的话语、认罪悔改和远离试探。
They are holy scriptures, repent and keep away from temptation.
我们要用这些要诀来抵挡试探，抵挡魔鬼。
We have to use these secrets to resist the temptations and resist the Satan.
我们是属于神的。
We belong to God.
在我们里面的要比这个世界上的要大。
Who that's in us is greater than that is in the world.
我们必然得胜。
We will certainly succeed.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you.
你赐给我们宝贵的应许。
You give us precious promise.
在我们里面的要比世界上的要大。
The one in us is greater than the one in the world.
只要我们愿意顺服。
As long as we obey.
我们必然能够战胜试探。
We will certainly resist temptations.
让我们能够得胜有余。
May us overcome.
求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
帮助我们来面对这个世界。
Help us to face the world.
就这些奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.